escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Well, by now, Lee, according to all of the right financial experts, including those at the Wall Street Journal, our suffering was supposed to be immense.
Yep.
Remember in April, I'll never forget, when it was the Drudge Report headline, they were all in agreement that April, following Liberation Day, the tariffs, I remember it was supposed to be the worst crash for the stock market since the Great Depression. That was being reported as fact, and there had been something of a crash, a little bit of a crash there. And it was going to be that by the end of the month, we were going to have the worst crash since the Great Depression. It would only go downhill from there. Tariffs were a disaster. Trump should know this. And also, we were going to have massive inflation also. And you couldn't find any counterpoint to that. From the Wall Street Journal to, the mainstream media, the mainstream financial media, even Fox Business. Cheryl Cassoni, man, she was going to a funeral every day. And there was no alternative. You couldn't end any other way. And I keep saying this, Lee, if I'd been invited on as a guest at the time, and I'd said, I think we'll probably hit stock market highs, like all-time highs from this. They would have looked at you like you were crazy. Everyone on the panel would have laughed at you and you'd never be invited back again. But that's what happened.
Yep.
We have since hit all-time stock market highs. Trump was supposed to just give up. Leave all the status quo the way it was. Europe can put all kinds of trade barriers on us, but we don't get to put any on them. And don't even question the system. Why are you questioning the system? If Trump had listened to any of these geniuses who don't look too smart this morning, we wouldn't have the largest trade deal in history and completely rewriting of the whole world trade order. For the first time since World War II. Unbelievable trade deal. European Union finally going to open its $20 trillion market to the U.S., remove the trade barriers. So there's going to be pretty much no trade barriers standing in the way. That's massive for us. It's massive for our producers. They're going to completely accept our auto and industrial standards for the first time ever, which removes trade barriers that act as financial barriers. They're going to purchase $750 million in energy from us, invest $600 billion in America, and yet our tariff on their goods will be set at 15% across the board. And all he had to do was ask. That's the crazy part.
Yep.
Anybody could have done this. anybody could do. Now, if you get your news from the mainstream media, you think we need an investigation because Trump enjoyed just a, you know, a golf weekend at taxpayer expense in Europe. That's what you think. It's being reported as a scandal that the taxpayer paid and he golfed. But, you know, while he did certainly play golf, obviously this is a working vacation.
At maybe. His golf course.
At his golf course, yeah.
Yes. Just, yeah. They sort of, you know, forget about that distinction. It's not like he's, you know, going to somebody else's place. He's at his golf course.
Right. They acted like this is a major scandal. But truly, I mean, this is the end of the Marshall Plan, finally, all these years after World War II. Where we said, you know what, we're going to take it on the chin. Europe's in shambles. We're going to help you rebuild. And so, you know, if you put up barriers, including tariffs to U.S. goods coming into Europe, that's okay. We're not going to put them on you as a way of that, – that's sort of part of how we're going to help you rebuild.
Well, it's, you know, it's typical of the well-intentioned government programs that start off well and then never seem to end after their expiration date.
No. So we're paying basically for them to have a military. We're covering the burden of NATO, you know, carrying the burden of NATO on our back. They're not really chipping in what they've promised to. They've got trade barriers to us, to their markets, but we don't have them on them to our markets. And we're just taking it on the chin and, you know, coming and going. And then they can afford to look down their snooty Euro noses at us and say, ha, ha, ha. Well, you know, we use our money for our healthcare system. Yes, because we're paying for your military.
Exactly. Yes, because we're doing the hard work, the heavy lifting there for your military protection, which, you know, you're barely doing.
Right. And so it was just looked at. And I can remember when Trump was running and Marco Rubio was sneering at this. I can remember when Lindsey Graham was sneering at this.
Oh, yeah.
I can remember all of that. These changes Trump wanted. Well, you're going to actually make the Euro weenies pay the fair bill for NATO? Why, that's unfair. They won't like us. Yeah? And then what?
Yeah. Who are they going to turn to?
Who are they going to turn to? What is the alternative exactly? And do you remember the yowling and screaming, oh, no, we can't upend the world order. We can't. Well, why not? It's not helping us. It's not good. I don't know. We just have to do it. Nobody'd ever questioned these things
and
before
they also
Donald
said
Trump.
And they also said Trump was going to destroy NATO. And look what's happened. The organization is better funded and more organized and more centrally focused than it ever has been before. Is it flawed? Yes. But still, it is better after Donald Trump not, you know, disbanded.
And actually asking them to pay their fair
share.
Yes,
exactly.
Imagine that.
Well, demanding that they pay their fair share.
Yeah. And I mean, if you look at what just happened here, this is hilarious over the weekend, too. Donald Trump says, I will sell you the hardware you need to fight Russia.
Exactly, because their own countries aren't capable of producing them in sufficient numbers to defend themselves. So, you know, he's helping out the U.S. economy because they're going to have to buy much of the military equipment from us, just like the deal he was making with about Ukraine. The Europeans are going to pay for, NATO's going to pay for the weapons that the Americans make so that they then can go defend Ukraine.
And isn't it funny, now that the Europeans actually have to pay for this stuff?
For the war in their backyard.
Right, which threatens them, not us. Now they actually have to pay for it. Did you see this? They cut off Ukraine over the weekend over corruption.
Yes. Well, there's been some developments there because the Ukrainian government has done away with some of the oversight of corruption in their country, and that's what everybody – and Zelensky signed off on it, too, when they thought he was not going to. And that's what brought on the ire of the European Union here, is that the Ukrainians are disbanding some of the corruption watchdogs agencies in their government. So that's certainly a good question for them to be asking and a good reaction.
Yeah, with the European Union just withholding $1.7 billion from Ukraine over concerns of corruption. Nobody cared when we were printing money and sending it over there. And,
right, yeah.
Yeah.
When it was our money.
Yeah, and all these Ukrainian oligarchs are living like kings. They're building mansions all over the place. And, you know, if you even want to know, you know, any kind of accountability, like Josh Hawley, I mean, the Senate tried to add an amendment. Hey, we're going to track where this money goes. It got voted down.
Yeah.
So Trump said, you know what? Fine, you buy the stuff from us. It's your
exactly.
problem.
You're right.
And all of a sudden, the UK, you know, European, not UK, but the EU is like, well, no, wait a minute, no. And they're withholding $1.7 billion from Ukraine over concerns of corruption in Zelensky's government. Yeah, well, because it's their money now.
Yeah.
Now they care.
Right, yeah. Funny how that happens, huh?
Exactly. And, you know, again, that's another thing. Wait a minute. The whole time we didn't have to print $100 billion and give it to them? You mean like we could have sold them the stuff to fight the war with that they don't have? Like they would have paid us?
Yeah.
Don't we feel dumb? But well, the purpose of that was obviously not to help Ukraine. Right. It was to launder the money through. By the way, remember that Polish politician said, who did that interview and said, yeah, half the money gets laundered right back to the Democrat Party?
Right.
Would not surprise. None of this would surprise me.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
J.D. Vance said yesterday, our vice president, tomorrow the American media will undoubtedly run headlines like Donald Trump only got 99.9% of what he asked for out of the Europeans. Quote, meanwhile, the entire European press, Vance said, is singing the president's praises right now, amazed at the deal he negotiated on behalf of Americans. But some are not happy. Not at all. And it's hilarious. Going to get into that in just a few minutes. Why? Because Europe gave up nothing. I mean, America gave up nothing and got everything. And that's not supposed to be possible. It's not even fair. It's unbelievable. All right, going to jump onto this, folks. What a turnaround. The things we're finding out over the weekend. It seems to be the way that I can make you mad right now is suggesting that Donald Trump is making progress and might actually charge and prosecute the deep state actors behind the Russia collusion hoax. Me saying that makes you angrier than anything else. No, it won't happen. We give up. It's not going to happen. We give up already. We're not even going to try. They're never going to be punished. It sucks. All right, well, wait, hold on. Because last week and this weekend, stuff came out we've never had before. We've never been able to get it out before. The public's never been able to see it, but we are making so much progress right now. I never thought any of this would be possible. And folks, let me tell you what, the things we are learning, the lawlessness of them, here's just one that came out, was declassified over the weekend. There's a 46-page House Permanent Select Committee report on intelligence. It's got a lot of details about the crimes. And yes, they are crimes that were committed by Comey and Brennan to create the Russia collusion hoax. But there's other details in it, too, that are mind-boggling, like how out of control the CIA is. The 46-page House Permanent Select Committee report, shredding Brennan's dossier, shredding all the lies that were told to get to the Russia collusion hoax, has been classified up till now. And the CIA, was so upset about it and the fact that the committee was doing this research, it's all classified, but doing this research and compiling the lies told by the CIA, the lies told by John Brennan to get to the Russia collusion hoax, to make it seem like Putin wanted Trump to win and was colluding with him to achieve that goal and defeat Hillary. Listen to this from investigative reporter Paul Sperry at Real Clear Investigations. The 46-page report shredding Brennan's dossier-backed intelligence, I call it an ICA, ordered by Obama was so devastating, so damning, that the CIA aggressively obstructed committee investigators, even sabotaging their computers and spying on Congress members and staffers. That's all illegal. And apparently the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence right now is working on criminal referrals. So that's where you say, hey, here's the, we have evidence of crime. We're going to transfer this to the DOJ for prosecution. So that would be on top of the referrals by Tulsi Gabbard and on top of the referrals by CIA Director John Ratcliffe. Folks, this stuff's getting ready to break wide open. But this, you know what is amazing? These CIA operatives believed they had the right to terrorize Congress members and their staffs, sabotage their investigations, sabotage their computers, spy on them without a warrant if they got too close to the truth. So the CIA absolutely panicked that those with classified security clearances on this House committee, which was controlled by Republicans, were looking at real raw intelligence and realizing there was no Russia collusion. There wasn't even any Russian interest in influencing this election. Oh, and by the way, they kind of wanted Hillary to be president because they actually had compromise on her. So what does this show us? We're getting to the heart of the matter. Folks, do you remember, because I'll never forget this, do you remember when it came out, and I played all the audio at the time, when it came out that the CIA was illegally spying without a warrant on Lindsey Graham, on Rand Paul, on the other members of the Senate Intelligence Committee, was inside their computers, and they hauled John Brennan in, who was then the head of the CIA, and said, look, are you doing this? He lied under oath. No, we're not doing that. Well, he got cold busted. Had to come back under oath again and admit he lied the first time. Well, for the rest of us, that's a felony. You don't get to lie under oath. What this shows is that the CIA, the deep state, is still conducting a reign of terror inside of Congress, that there is actual fear. I mean, can you imagine that? You're running an investigation. You're finding what appear to be lies and crimes by the CIA. You're a member of Congress or a staff member for a member of Congress. And the CIA is inside your computer destroying the evidence. But it happened. And it came out over the weekend. It's just, I mean, there's no... Also came out over the weekend. Turns out, from declassified intelligence, that Vladimir Putin had no compromise on Donald Trump. No P-tape, no nothing. No prostitutes. None of that's all fake. But he did have a massive file on Hillary Clinton that he could use to blackmail her and control her as the president he really preferred. Unbelievable. Also over the weekend, folks, this they can't stop it now. And there's more coming out this week. Also over the weekend, we learned that Senate Intel ranking member, as a Democrat by the name of Mark Warner, turned away an intelligence analyst who tried to turn whistleblower, came to his office numerous times to blow the whistle on CIA Director Brennan using bad and fake intel on Russia and Trump. But Warner refused to give him even the an email address where he could send the evidence. So you have this Senate Intel Committee that you've listened to the mainstream media and your liberal friends, they'll say, no, there's no Russia collusion hoax. There's none of that. No. Because the Senate Intel Committee, they found, even Marco Rubio found that it happened. Well, what they're not being told in their media is whistleblowers tried to go to them from the CIA and FBI and say, listen, this intel's fake. There's no rest of collusion. We've seen it. And they were turned away. That's how you get to that. So folks, drip, 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 drip. We are for the first time getting somewhere. And I am incredibly excited about it. There's an incredible struggle going on right now between Donald Trump and the deep state. They've got each other by the throat. Don't kid yourself. It's going to be a bloody mess. It's not going to be easy to take the deep state down. It never was. The deep state strategy for now is to try to tie Epstein around Donald Trump's neck and sink him. And so there is this sort of desperate fight going on. I struggled over the weekend to figure out how do I explain what is going on here, because it's very confusing. And part of it relies on believing what Trump said. You know how weird it is that Pam Bondi said back in February, hey, we're going to release, you know, the data we have on Epstein, here we go. And then the binders came out, it wasn't any new stuff. And then all of a sudden they're like, well, no, there's nothing there. Never mind, we're not releasing it. It's going to be interesting to find out if Donald Trump is telling the truth, because Trump has a very strange way of saying things that, quite frankly, sound crazy. Like, Barack Obama was spying on me. Remember how they mocked him, how crazy that sounded? Well, nobody laughing anymore, not even the mainstream media. It's a widely accepted fact. Well, when you listen to what Trump is saying, we're going to have to take him at his word. He's saying the files they have are corrupted. That false information on him and others has been introduced into the files. I'll let him explain.
She's given us just a very quick briefing, and in terms of the credibility of the different things that they've seen, and I would say that, you know, these files were made up by Comey, they were made up by Obama, they were made up by the Biden information, you know, we went through years of that with the Russia hoax, with all of the different things that we had to go through. We've gone through years of it, but she's handled it very well. And it's going to be up to her. Whatever she thinks is credible, she should release. Yeah.
That sounded crazy. No more crazy than when he claimed Barack Obama spied on him. He said he was lying. He was crazy. He was delusional. Then it turned out it was true. So what is he saying? The people that claimed he hired two prostitutes to pee on the bed in Russia that Barack Obama and his wife had slept in. The people who claimed that he got his marching orders from Vladimir Putin via Alpha Bank, that the instructions were sent to Trump Tower by a Russia-owned or partially Russian-owned Alpha Bank. By the way, Washington Post and New York Times won Pulitzers for that story. Totally fake. Alpha Bank went to court and won the case. They're not passing on Putin's messaging to Trump, and Trump's not communicating with the Kremlin via Alpha Bank. That's cuckoo. Just some of the stuff our deep state's made up about Donald Trump. He was recruited 40 years ago as a spy for Russia and nurtured throughout his campaign. None of that happened. Well, actually, they used bots to influence the election. Didn't happen. It's all a bunch of lies. So the idea that those people who would come up with lies, come up with a fake dossier, use it knowing Hillary Clinton made it up, the idea that they would add fake evidence and mix it in with the real evidence in the Epstein case, totally believable. Did it happen? I don't know. But it's what Trump said. So we're going to go with it for now to understand what is going on here, because there is a absolute battle going on. So if you're Trump, and there's now this public demand that, quite frankly, he has created to see the Epstein files and know who's in them, how do you satisfy that without releasing the Comey and Brennan corrupted files that Trump claims? Again, we don't know. I haven't seen them. I haven't seen the evidence. But this is what Trump claims, that there's a bunch of fake info in there about him and everybody else in the files that they have threaded through as a protection measure. What do you do? You've got to get uncorrupted evidence. Where would you find that? There is a place where you could say, no, this is what is real and hasn't been corrupted. It's the grand jury testimony. For Jeffrey Epstein's first case down in Florida, his second case in New York, remember, he wasn't tried, but he was indicted, which means the grand jury heard from the victims. And Ghislaine Maxwell's trial, grand jury heard from the victims. In those three cases, the grand jury testimony is sealed. Over 40 victims testified about how they were abused, who abused him. It's all covered up. So what is happening is Trump is saying, okay, I've got to get this stuff out. I got to go do it. He's now saying he's going to have Bondi release some of the stuff they have. We'll see what comes out. They are seeking to release actual untouched virgin files. In other words, not those that have been corrupted by the deep state. Standing in their way, specially selected Democrat judges who have this just funny way of getting these cases over and over and over again. So Roger Stone, who's a longtime Trump confidant, has been consulting all week on handling this at the White House, as allegedly they're, you know, finding out, they're realizing, oh no, these files are corrupt. This is the story. I'm just telling you the story. He says that right now you've got judges blocking, you've got liberal judges blocking in all three of those jurisdictions, the release of the documents. Here's Roger Stone explaining this. And that's why they're seeking those, to get those out.
Let's be clear. We're seeking three different things. We were seeking the sealed grand jury testimony in Jeffrey Epstein's 20,000, I think it was six, indictment in Florida, denied by a Democrat judge, Robin Lee Rosenberg. We are seeking the sealed information, including the so-called contacts of Ghislaine Maxwell. Again, that is before Judge Paul Engelmeyer, an Obama hack, who basically denied it, but left open the possibility that the attorney general could come back in 29 days with a different argument as to why it should be released, so he can deny it again. And then lastly, we have asked for, the Department of Justice has asked for, the release of the grand jury testimony in the Trump Justice Department's indictment of Jeffrey Epstein in 2019 on one count of child sex trafficking and one count of conspiracy to engage in child sex trafficking. Now, you cannot engage in a conspiracy by yourself. You can only conspire if there are other people to conspire with. That goes in front of Clinton Judge Richard Berman, who has publicly attacked the president on numerous occasions. So the Justice Department under Pam Bondi is fighting in the courts for disclosure and is being thwarted by Democrat judges,
including one Democrat judge appointed by Obama, who has gotten all of the Epstein cases in Florida, something that is statistically impossible. And then you have Ghislaine Maxwell. What a mess. So this is the deep state wanting to put out, according to Trump, this is what they are saying. This is what the Trump army that they then push out to talk to on all these podcasts is saying. The problem with the internal data, it's corrupted with fake data. Think Steele dossier, lies about Trump, created by the Democrats, but the Epstein version of that. They're trying to get the clean data to release, they say. You believe them? Is this where this is going? It's what they're doing. Very interesting. Well, Jay Leno just said what everybody's been thinking about late night comedy. Former late night talk show host, Jay Leno, provoking the ire of the left with the idea that, hey, you know what? Maybe we can have some late night comedy that appeals to all Americans, you know, like we used to. That was after, obviously, CVS announced that it would not renew late night comedian Stephen Colbert's contract. Here's what Jay Leno said from the New York Post. Jay Leno reflected on why he's always kept his jokes politically balanced while hosting The Tonight Show for over two decades. The 75-year-old comedian recently sat down for an interview with David Trulio, president and CEO of Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation, during which he questioned the, you know, approach to political humor in his country. He said, it was fun to me when I got hate letters like, "Dear Mr. Leno, you and your Republican friends, and well, Mr. Leno, I hope you and your Democrat friends are happy." And I go, "Well, that's good," he said. "That's how you get a whole audience." He went on to say, "Late night comedy's changed on the current political landscape. Now you have to be content with half the audience because you have to give your opinion," he said. Talked about Rodney Dangerfield. He said, I loved Rodney Dangerfield. Oh my gosh, it was funny. He said, "I knew Rodney for 40 years. I had no idea if he was a Democrat or Republican. We never discussed it. We just discussed jokes. And to me, I like to think that people come to a comedy show to kind of get away from things, you know, the pressures of life, whatever it might be. And I love political humor. Don't get me wrong, but it's just what happens when people wind up cozying up too much to one side or the other." Folks, did you hear it's a top 10 trending story in the country right now? The big Colbert protest, because, you know, Trump censored Colbert and got his very popular, but also not very popular, and about to go broke show, got it kicked off the air. But do you really say spend $120 million a year on that show? 200 employees? It's only an hour. It's an hour, 5 days a week. Like, how do you even do that? I mean, I get you need production staff and stuff. I mean, I'm sure it would cost a few million, but $120 million? That's like the budget for a Hollywood film. And I mean, like a good one too. 40% revenue decline since 2018. And you think you're going to get to keep your show? How does that work? Good gosh, on this show, 40% revenue decline, I wouldn't be sitting here 6 months later. But they don't want to have to live in the real world. Anyway, did you see this? They had a protest. That protest to keep Colbert. Do you know how many people showed up? 20 people showed up. You know what that shows you? The real actual interest in and power of the mainstream media was always fake. It was deliberately amplified. People don't care. Not to get their news from there anyway. Not to get their news from late night comedy. They want you to get your news there. 20 people showed up. After Colbert, I mean, what's it been? Just day after day after day after day. Somehow Trump's responsible and it's Trump's fault and we should be able to lose money. And no, it's no big deal. It doesn't matter if nobody watches it. What the heck? Texter writes, "Please note, Trump needs U.S. attorneys and judges appointed. They've only done one U.S. attorney. There's like 90 to fill. John Thune is the problem." Yeah, by the way, did you hear what the Republican leadership's doing? They are gaveling the House and the Senate back into session every 3 to 4 days to prevent Trump from doing recess appointments. This is the Republican leadership that's supposed to be allied with him.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.